WNST, Towson Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. We are positively taking the Maryland Crab Cake Tour on the road for the holidays. We're going to be at Far and Daughter on Friday with Rock and Roll Hall of Famer Gina Shock. We're going to talk drumming, talking rock and roll. I have a special crab cake stopping by. We're going to be at York Road, just south of Timonium in the Far and Daughter, right out in the front. Dispensary in the back. They have a holistic spa, wellness center, the whole deal going on. We're going to be there from about 1 till about 5 on Friday. I'm going to have some Maryland Lottery scratch-offs to give away. I have the peppermint payouts at... smell a little bit like peppermint. I think the gingerbread has just overwhelmed the whole satchel. Everything in there smells like a cookie, so I feel like I need to stop at Rofo, get me some coffee on the way over there. And then our Unwrap the Cash as well. So we had some lucky Unwrap the Cash winners. I've been out on the road doing this thing. We were at Gertrude's, we were at Costas, we were at Coco's. We've been all over the place. On Monday, we're going to be at Wise Markets in Honeygo. Executive Director of the Maryland Lottery, John Martin, is going to join us on Monday, as is Tom Kelso, former Director of the Maryland Stadium Authority, to talk money, and Derek Frazier, who's a Wise manager, but was a one-time professional wrestler who toured the world. So got great guests on Monday. Happy holidays, everybody out there celebrating. Also our friends at Window Nation, 866-90-NATION, and Jiffy Lube, MultiCare, putting us out on the road. You know, I love when Seth Elkin pinch hits in here. And from the Maryland Lottery for John this week. John's going to join us next week. And, you know, somebody hit Mega Millions last week. We got Powerball over half a billion dollars. You know, but when the Steelers aren't going well for you and the Ravens are going, you think I'm going to bring you on, read you the riot act about us being 10-3 and poor Mike Tomlin's fight. By the way, how are you? Happy holidays to you.
I'm doing great. I would be doing better if the Steelers and the Penguins were having better seasons right now, but doing well, and hope things are well on your end as well.
Look, we're going to get to lottery. I'm going to get to winners. We're going to get to all the stories, but I just need to ask you this, because like, you're a real Steeler fan. Just as an introduction for anybody who doesn't know you, you're a bit of a recurring character here over the last 3 years. You come on, and there are times you've come on where the Steelers have beaten the Ravens, and there are times, and there a lot of those. And as Tomlin likes to bring up to me, that the Steelers win some of those games. But how did you feel about Joe Flacco? I mean, Pitt guy, Delaware, Jersey, you know, 1AA play, like all of that. Did you have disdain for him in the way that maybe our fans might have had for Roethlisberger or Hines Ward? Where are you on the Flackometer?
I don't think most Steelers fans had disdain. I think Steelers fans typically have disdain for any rival in the AFC North to begin with. So it doesn't matter which uniform you're wearing or what you play like. If you're playing for one of those three opponents, you're the victim of disdain from the Steelers and Steelers Nation. All
you know,
the time.
I feel that like when I'm out in the Midwest with Lions and Packers and Vikings and, you know, and I feel that to a large degree with the Commanders or whatever they're calling themselves this week. Losers is what I call them. Cowboys, Giants, you know, that Eagles, that mess is always however the wind's blowing. I mean, there are great games along all that. When I was a kid, it was Cowboys, Redskins. Then it sort of became Cowboys, Eagles, because the Eagles were better. Then the Giants have always been good. They all hate the Giants, right? So in our division, the Browns have always stunk. The Bengals have mostly stunk, but not really. I mean, when Marvin got there, Marvin did a lot of winning. Carson Palmer did a lot of winning. Andy Dalton did a lot of winning. They were not like the Browns, who didn't do any winning, right? They had Derek Anderson, which, you know, I mean, the only time they made the playoffs, right? So I would just say for our thing with Flacco, I'll tell you this, and I walk the streets of this town. Some would say I know this town better than most people know this town. Joe's really underappreciated, and he's my all-time favorite. You know, I love that he wore number 5 because I love Brooks. And Joe Flacco, I just want to, you know, I'll stand up for a Steelers fan. If I met you on an airplane and we're just BS and you're like, I'm a Steelers fan. Hey, what do you think of the Browns? What do you think of this? Because people are asking me about Flacco now. Like, Billick went out on Cleveland radio this week and said that they can win the Super Bowl with Flacco. That he throws the ball well enough. If they run the ball well enough, if things break the right way and they play defense, that Joe Flacco can win playoff games next
month. Is he doing comedy now? I didn't know he was doing comedy. I thought he was a football commentator.
Dude, they're 8-5. Yeah, like, hey, I'll say whatever you want. He looks better than Kenny Pickett ever looked at this point.
Well, the one thing I'll say about Flacco, he's appreciated here as well. As you know, as we talk about over and over, the lottery and the Ravens have a longtime partnership. And we have a photo of Joe Flacco holding the Lombardi trophy that until fairly recently was on the wall in the lobby of our office. So every day I had to walk past photo, which, as you can imagine, you know, did not set all that well with me, but I gritted my teeth and I got through it. And then the photo's been relocated because we did a little bit of work in the lobby recently, but
it downgraded Flacco. See, this is what happens. You know,
it was up there for a long time, 7 years plus. I had to walk past that picture every
day. Billick would pull the ring out at speeches and he'd say, you know, you work your whole life to get this Super Bowl and they say they can never take it away from you when you win. Right. But that doesn't stop him from trying. Fat Falcon is here. We're going to get to some lottery stuff. But just on the Flacco thing, I find it to be very underappreciated. He's in Cleveland now and played well 2 weeks in a row. He played – I mean, he threw a pick in the first game, but he's throwing the ball well, making good decisions. I don't know how their running game's going to go. And the Lord knows their offensive line and Joko, all that. But football's fun. And even where you are with the Steelers, like, I can't believe they're calling for Mike Tomlin. I mean, like – yes, it's a down year in Pittsburgh, but it's so rare, right? He has never had a losing season, right? So, like, never. So I find it fascinating to see where levels of expectations are for sports fans because I never think of Steelers fans as being crazy, like college football fans fire the coach and all of that. but certainly the franchises hit some rocks, right? I mean, that, you know, just in a general sense.
Yeah, not having a losing season gets you to the mediocrity of 9-8 or 10-7, which is you barely in contention for the playoffs, or in the Steelers' case, not winning a playoff game in 6 years. And if they don't win one this year, which I frankly don't think they're going to, it's going to be 7 years in a row without a playoff win. Now, show me another coach in the NFL that keeps his job after going 7 straight years without winning a playoff game.
Well, John Harbaugh would be that guy, by the way. So you can go back to 2014 and do the math up. Yeah, it would, you know, sort of be that way. You know, John Harbaugh has one playoff win since 2014. So.
Yeah. So it's two franchises that are very loyal to their coaches for sure. It's going to be a very interesting offseason in Pittsburgh. I agree with you. I don't think he's going to lose his job. He's got one more year left on his contract, but I think that they're going to have to make major changes. And this is a franchise that doesn't like to make changes. They're reluctant. They're going to drag their feet. They're going to stick their toe in the water. They already did that by firing our coordinator in the middle of the season. So I don't know where this is going to go, but if we haven't reached the bottom yet, the bottom's going to look pretty ugly in Pittsburgh because it's pretty bad there right now.
I went to Canada last week to see Geddy Lee. So you said Matt Canada there, you know, I had to mention that. Seth Elkins here from the Maryland Lottery. I'm going to be giving these away Friday at Far End. Some are right side and some are far, and they all smell nice. So I have to hold. See, I knew I was going to hold one upside down. What am I doing? There you go. Now they're right side up. See, now we're having fun. Seth Elkin is here from the Maryland Lottery. We're doing the Maryland Crab Cake Tour. So I would just say for the holidays and giving these things away and football season, first things first, they do make great stocking stuffers for people that are of the tender age. And, you know, we always have to say that. But also just the holiday season for the lottery and what you do. And I get out and about and I hear the music and Mariah Carey's playing. She's coming to town this week to CFG Bank Arena. And I see sort of the spirit around it. There is something when I go around when people are having crab cakes and you hand them something that has gingerbread on it. These feel like the holidays, right? I mean, it feels like I want to sing Christmas carols.
Yeah, we have a lot of fun with the holiday tickets. I love that Oh Snap ticket. That's that was a really well done design. And of course, the fact that it smells like gingerbread is even better. So
it smells strongly like gingerbread. Like, you know, it's an odoriferous. Yes. What was the it's not Smell-O-Vision, whatever John Waters had in Odorama. Odorama is what it was.
But glad you mentioned the gifting responsibly. That's something we always remind people of all the time, but especially at this time of year when, as you say, people are given lottery tickets as a gift. Make sure you please don't give them to anybody under the age of 18. We don't sell or market our tickets to anyone who's not 18. And they're great gifts, but great gifts for the adults on your list.
Well, you know, for me with these jackpots, and I didn't even talk to John the last couple of weeks, but the jackpots got a little crazy. They were both getting up on a half billion. Mega Millions gets hit. Talk about Powerball a little bit, over a half a billion at this point, and moving into the holidays here. I've been hearing more about that as well. And these things accelerate pretty quickly. And I don't know if it's different when one gets so small that it stays kind of smaller. Like you're there, you're like, oh, 500 million, I'm into that. That it is a little lopsided right now. And I think that probably makes the bigger pot get bigger if it doesn't get hit tonight.
Yeah, I think people get interested in the game that's much larger. You're not going to see Mega Million sales doing all that well right at the moment because, as you say, it just got hit last week. But it's exciting. Everybody has a good time when the jackpot gets this high, and this is that point. It's at $500 million as we speak, and rising, and it takes on a life of its own. Everybody starts to get excited about it, and you know, this time of year too, it's fun for people to dream about that, and maybe somebody. These holiday wishes come true with a big jackpot here before the end of the year.
Well, I know you guys do things during holidays. And if I didn't have this relationship and I didn't yell about it and my wife didn't have the app, but my wife tends to be a jackpot player, right? So like, that's more her thing. I give these out all the time. And sometimes I told John last week, I don't even know how the games work. People will say, how do I play the game? And I'm like, the best way to do it is scan MD Lottery, get the app, make sure I said, there's always second chances. So I try to educate people. But the one thing I didn't really realize is how creative y'all are. And you do this even like with racetracks during May when the races are going on, that it's seasonal. You did a special thing for Halloween, and you have fun Thanksgiving. But the Christmas thing is something like that you do a whole lot of bonus things with pick three, pick four that, you know, regular players know about, but maybe other folks don't know what's going on with fast play and pick three, pick four, pick five.
Yeah, we've got two promotions going on right now that, you know, on the surface are aimed at some of our regular players, the pick three, pick four, pick five daily number players and our Keno players who are really passionate about these. These are people who play on a regular basis. They've got their favorite numbers that they like to play. And so these promotions are certainly a benefit to them. But for people who may not ordinarily get into those games, this is an extra little incentive to play. So the Let It Snow promotion is applies to pick three, pick four and pick five. Through the end of December, on any pick three, pick four, pick five ticket you buy at random, you may also win a $2 or $5 cash voucher or a free $5 fast play game. And if you do win one of those vouchers or a fast play game, you'll get a message on the top of your pick three, pick four, pick five ticket that you bought saying, hey, you've won a voucher or you've won a fast play ticket. And then that voucher or ticket will print out from the terminal or the vending machine immediately after the ticket that you bought. So it's a little way of saying thanks to our regular players and maybe getting some people into those daily number games that don't typically play.
So, you know, the man who saved my wife's life and my wife share this love of penguins. And penguins are really cool little creatures. And, you know, at one point I thought I wanted to go to Antarctica and then it gets to be 40 degrees here. And I'm like, maybe I don't need to go where it's cold. And apparently the penguins don't smell well. My buddy Baldy, Brian Baldinger, has been to the Antarctica. He's like, doesn't smell well, nasty. Doesn't smell good. You don't want to go down there. But penguins look cute. But, you know, I'm just letting you know the real ones probably don't smell too good. But they have them. They have world-class West African penguins over at the Maryland Zoo. It's one of my favorite. But I see the penguin here, penguin bonus on the snowflake cash, and I'm thinking, listen, I don't want the smell ones to be penguin next year. But and you tell Roz too, and I'm going to talk to the development team since I'm now, you know, I know the executive director of the Maryland Lottery, that we need some penguins on some holiday tickets next year, all right? I know I could do that with Snowflake, but I need some penguins to give away for scratch-off next holiday.
It's funny you mentioned that because I think they're last year's holiday tickets. We had a ticket called Chillin' last year.
I remember that.
That I actually have, for whatever reason, I happen to have sample Chillin' tickets sitting over here from last year with the penguin.
See, there's cute penguins on there.
Maybe that's the reason I have it. You know, Pittsburgh Penguins, Chillin' Penguins.
Hold that up again. Let me see those again.
I've got that here. There you go. These are from last year, so you can't play these anymore. But I happen to have these sitting here, just maybe subliminally, we're on the same wavelength here. There are your Chillin' penguins. So,
all right. So while we're on a scratch-off thing, I want to bring it back to football because this is the weekend that the big winner is going to Jacksonville. Lord knows, 10-3 team, Trevor Lawrence, a little gimpy. You know, Luke's got full coverage out in Owings Mills. Obviously, if anything that happens news-wise, injury-wise with Kyle Hamilton, you'll get it first on the WNST Tech Service. It's brought to you by our friends at Coons Baltimore Ford, and Dennis will be here on Thursday and Sunday as well. You know, I this Jacksonville trip, and They ride on the plane. It's a lot more fun when you win. Hope the weather, I mean, it's supposed to be wet, crazy, like all of that going on. The Ravens scratch-offs and how long you have on them. I have a handful of them left, and I've been giving away more holiday lately. Is it it's 6 months on scratch-offs? I mean, I the ones you have, you're like, these are no good no more. But, you know, if somebody gets one of these now, and let's say it's a stocking stuffer and they find it in April, like, I just what are the terms on these tickets? Yeah,
the scratch-off tickets have to be redeemed within 182 days of the last date to claim. So
I always say 6 months. That's why, like that. That's pretty much standard 6 months. If you have a billion-dollar ticket, it's 6 months.
Yeah, it's 182 days to be exact, to be precise. The legalese, the Attorney General's office will be happy. We made sure that was clear. 182 days. Clear. So on any draw game ticket or fast play ticket, it's on draw game tickets, it's 182 days from the date that you won the winning drawing. On a fast play ticket, it's 182 days from the date that the ticket was sold. But on scratch off tickets, it's always going to vary because we set last dates to claim kind of on a rolling basis. So the best place to refer to
they're seasonal tickets, like right. In general. Yeah. Okay.
And we don't preset a last date to claim at the time that the ticket is launched. What we do is evaluate it as it's going, evaluate how the sales are going. And when we get to a point that we're ready to start closing the sales of the game, we announce the last date to claim with 182 days notice. So if we made that decision about a ticket today, we would publish that date on our website and you'd have 182 days from today.
So the Christmas ones, you'll do that sometime probably in January. And then
probably a little bit later than that, because holiday tickets usually are designed to kind of be on sale through the wintertime period. But definitely watch the scratch off page of mdlottery.com, because that's where we have all the listings of the current tickets, and any ticket that has a last claim date, you're going to find that date listed there with the ticket listing and all the other information about it. So it'll be published there as soon as it's available, and you got 182 days from that date to claim.
Seth Elkin is here. You know, I always say we have John most of the time, and John's going to join us in Wise on Monday. We're doing the crab cake tour at Wise Markets up in Honeygo. I will have all of these for real. You can smell them. You can scratch them. Come on out to Wise Markets where they also sell them, and they sell ham and eggnog and all the things that I had, sauerkraut and kielbasa from. I mean, I am going to go nuts. I'm going to go through and pull all of my favorite items out, and I'm going to hold them all. I'm going to hold the sauerkraut and the kielbasa up, but I'm also going to be giving away scratch. John's going to be with us. I'll just say this. You come on like every now and again. Doug comes on. We had the beautiful Barbara, the winner from our Home Run Riches last month. So we mix these segments up. But when I have you on, I ask you level of nerdy questions that are unbelievable. And you just know the answers, man. Like, so I love that. It's always fun to have Seth on. Do you have any answers for the Ravens and the Steelers? And, you know, well, let's get back to sports for a minute here. And Flacco and where we are here. I mean, the Ravens might be the best team. I mean, they really might be. I mean, it may be hard for you to admit that, but I'm just like, I almost, I mean, it's at a pinch me level but they have the hardest schedule, right? So you look at this prime time, you know, national TV, what happened to Miami the other day? We got Miami. Then we have the Steelers, and Lord knows,
you not to make
Mike
Niners,
Tomlin's right? folks better than bouncing the Ravens from a 1 seed to a 4 or something like that, you know?
Still got to play the Niners too, right?
Oh, Christmas night. Yeah.
So yeah, tough schedule. You know what? It's hard to know now. It's how you're playing in January. It's how you're playing when you get to January that matters.
Dude, so, if the Ravens are 14-3, they are playing great football. Like, that's all I'm saying. Like, we're looking at these four games and saying it's the NFL, two of them on the road, Jacksonville, maybe in the rain, national TV, all the things, no Mark Andrews, Hamilton's hurt, Stanley either stinks or is playing half the time. But I'll tell you this, for the Ravens and from our perspective, the Steelers have been on top at various points. And most years, the Patriots, Steelers, the Colts, when Peyton Manning was there, the Ravens have never, I mean, only in 2006 and 19 in all of our existence have we looked up at the holidays and not kind of sort of been a wild card because of the Steelers or because of the Bengals, or at least, well, we're going to win the division maybe, but we have to win games. The Ravens have never been able to rest starters and chill out and have a bye. I mean, and then when we did, we got our butts kicked both times. Both times we've had this really nice, well, they had a bye with Flacco one of the years. They played Houston 10 years ago, but not this is not an annual thing to be 10-3 here. And I know everybody thinks, well, the Ravens, they always win and stuff. We never play home playoff games, and we never win them when we do. And so in the history of the franchise, I packed a lot of buses and a lot of beer and a lot of getting Somerset and Breezewood and up I-95, all of that. This is a different feeling for Baltimore, I think, right now, and for Ravens fans.
Yeah, well, it's going to be a fun opportunity here just this week, as you mentioned, with the away trip. We've got two of our winners, Dale Robinson from Gwinoak and William Jennings from Baltimore, who the two of them and their guests are going to be on their way to Jacksonville this weekend to go see the game. And who knows how that one's going to turn out. You know, I didn't expect Trevor Lawrence to be able to play, but he did. So, you know, who knows how that'll go. Those
trips. Nobody's expecting Kyle Hamilton to play. Maybe he will.
Those trips to Jacksonville, boy, they can go either way. But I think our winners and their guests are going to have a lot of fun down there. It's always a fun opportunity for us to be able to send our winners on the team plane and have an opportunity to go with the Ravens when they go on a road.
Hey, have you given away anything down on the field this year in the game? Because you guys run out during the timeout there, and we're doing things on the field. Like, wait, give me the lowdown on the season, because that's always fun, because the crowd gets into it.
Yeah, the pass for cash, second chance is part of that second chance contest, and everybody has a lot of fun with that, and the crowd gets into that when people get the opportunity to.
So how do you do that? So Doug calls you and says, hey, you want to throw a football? Like, literally, that's what happens, right?
It's one of the second chance prizes that you can win in the Ravens contest. And actually, there still should be some opportunity to win there, because if the Ravens do get a home playoff game, we should be able to extend that and have pass for cash winners for the playoffs, which we at the moment we don't have those winners, because we don't know at the beginning of the season whether they're going to get a playoff game at home or not. But if they do, we'll be down there, and you'll have the chance to cheer on a couple more of our winners at halftime to have a chance to win some cash. So that's a lot of fun. And again, one of those things that people can choose in the Ravens second chance contest, which I think makes it kind of cool, that there are a lot of different prizes. There's this away trip, there's the pass for cash, there are cash prizes.
So when you think about it, it's like being at one of those really nice events where they have jars and that you sell tickets, right? So if you want to win the basket of cheer, you put your ticket in that basket. If you want to win the trip to Ocean City, if you're at the Bull Roast, right, and you're giving something away, this is what you guys do. So if the winners, the Jacksonville, they literally put their tickets into the I want to go on the road trip, and they got pulled, correct?
You pick the one that you want to be a part of, and that makes it a lot of fun for everybody.
I got to ask you, because I meander in this, and you know, Seth Elkins here from the Maryland Lottery, setting us straight on lots of things. We're going to be giving away a scratch-offs at Far and Dotter. I want to make sure I hold them all up straight. These are the sideways. We're going to be at Far and Dotter on Friday with Gina Schock from the Go-Go's. We're going to be at Wise Markets in Honeygo on Monday with a lot of folks. And then we're going to be at Fadley's closing down the market on the 27th. I thought it was 28th, 27th, Wednesday the 27th in that morning. We have some great guests right after Christmas. So we're going to be giving away all these things. So I thought about this. If you win the pass for cash, and then, like, okay, I'm going to have the Rams game, right? So you go out, you practice, like my wife, when she threw out the first pitch back on it, you practice. And then you see the weather, and you're like, oh, you know, you guys got to go through the same thing that Lamar goes through. I mean, there were conditions right out there on Sunday. And it was like four seasons. It rained, then it didn't rain, then it was windy, then it wasn't, then it was monsoony, then it wasn't. Like,
Do you wear your glove to throw, or do you not wear your glove?
You know what, man? I would rather, because I've done this, I would rather be on the team playing like Jerry and Elaine, you know, more of anything, more of everything, you know, for the flight down to Jacksonville. It's always fun on the way down. I will say this for the winner, William, and the other winner from Gwinoak. If they lose, take the train home. It's a bad plane ride home if you lose, you know. So let's not lose to Jacksonville. Seth Elkin is here. He knows a lot about losing and winning. He's a Steelers fan and a Pirates fan, and I'm an Orioles fan, so not a lot about it losing. And hey, we got a closer. Did you hear?
I did. Yeah, that's a pretty good sign up for a 1-year deal, right? You got to replace the mountain for a year, so you could do worse than that.
Listen to me. I'm Baltimore positive. If there's progress, if there's legitimate progress, I'm thumbs up with it. I'm good. No Bautista, got to have a closer. If that's what Mike Elias thinks, we bought a $13 million closer. How am I going to argue? If he stinks, and the Phillies and like whatever. But like, they're trying, right? I mean, they've seen a problem and feel like they've put a lot of resources, 13 million resources into a solution. I love that. As a fan, I love that.
You're trying, which is one step better than I can say about the Pirates, who never tried this time of year. I think
know,
we
it's
signed
terrible, isn't it?
Marco Gonzalez, I think, was if I'm remembering the name right, the pitcher from Seattle, another reclamation project. That's what the
Penguins
Pirates
are doing. I mean, you have anything good to say or no?
No, not good. The Penguins would not make the playoffs if the playoffs started today. The Penguins just came off a month-long span where they failed to score on the power play. They finally ended that nonsense this week. 37 consecutive power plays without a goal by the Penguins, with Sidney Crosby and Evgeny Malkin and Erik Karlsson on the power play. Tell me how that happens.
Well, the aging is how that happens. I mean, they could bring Lemieux back at some point. You know, I mean, Ovechkin, I don't know what's going on there. My boy Trotz is running the Predators. I'm just trying to get through football season, Seth. I'm trying to get there. I'm trying to figure out the Terps and, you know, college. But we got bowls. I mean, it's the most wonderful time of the year, I think.
As bad as things have been for the Steelers and the Penguins, I'm this far away from saying I'm looking forward to the Pirates going to spring training, which is a really big statement to make. Nobody looks forward to the Pirates season in Pittsburgh. So
did I tell you I bumped into Dr. J when I was in Vegas?
You did, yes.
Yeah, and like the only thing I would have mentioned, I would have been magnanimous about how kind he was to me when I was a kid. I would have said thank you for that. But I also would have said I love the fish that saved Pittsburgh. You know, so the Pittsburgh Pisces in a mythical land, maybe they're competitive this year. I'm just trying to find a – I'm trying to find a solution. I mean, I could talk Clemente. I'll even let you beat me up at 79 right now because the football team's 10-3. Come on, do your best Burt Blyleven and just lower the boom on me about Grant Jackson and Kenta Colvey. Go, our family. Do something.
I don't even have to go that far back. I can lower the boom by saying that one of those three losses the Ravens suffered was against the Steelers. So, you know, it is what it is. You know what? We're in the lottery business. Random is what we do. Random means any result is possible at any time. And that proves it.
Okay, so I'll just leave you with this because I don't know if I'm going to see you again between now and, you know, when we play the Steelers. I would not be shocked at all. Mark my words, bookmark this, as they say on the interweb. It'll be the fourth quarter. It'll be Steelers-Ravens. And there will be something at stake that will be dramatic for the Ravens one way or another, because the league works this way, right? Like the Ravens are going to lose two out of the next three, or like something crazy is going to happen that's going to make it competitive and not make it the Ravens are resting Lamar. They don't need to win. They have a game and a half lead. They're the one seed. There's a bye, right? Like literally the Ravens can play their way into making the game irrelevant. Like my belief is if the Ravens win the next three, they won't have to play the Steelers, right? Like it'll be a B game. I have a feeling it's not going to play out that way. As we sit here with tremendous prosperity for the Ravens right now to say all they have to do is win. Yeah, all they have to do is go to Jacksonville and win with our lottery winners. And then all they have to do is go out to San Francisco on Christmas night and win. And then all they have to do is come home and beat Miami and slow that train down and hope that Tyreek Hill and win, right? Like all of that has to happen. And I don't think it's going to work that way. And I'll tell you this, if they have to beat the Steelers in the last game, it's always fourth quarter, 19-17, soupy weather. And you live for that. We all live for that. I don't want the game to be meaningless. I want the Steelers to have a chance to bloody our nose in the final game. That's what makes it fun.
I hope it turns out that way, because it ends up – you're a nervous wreck while it's going on. I don't know if you react to it that way, but that's what I do. But boy, once it's over and you sit back from it and say, wow, that was fun. That's why you're a sports fan, is to be in a situation like that in the last game of the season against a division rival. That's what you want. That's what you want it to be.
The arc of all of my career as a fan as a kid to a journalist as an older kid, you know, in my teens, where I sat in press boxes and I was typing on deadline what's happening instead of cheering, you know what I mean? And then the Ravens came and I fell in love with being a fan again, right? Sitting in the stands, and I did all that. Then I had that taken away and now I'm back here. Now I sit here and as a journalist and John Eisenberg, I've had all these journalists on recently, authors and stuff. They would always say, I root for the story. Right. So like, you know what I mean? They say, I root for the story. I want something good to write about, something good to talk about. I find the journey part of this, I've won two Super Bowls. I've been in the middle. I got a Super Bowl ring. I've written books. I know I've been there for winners. I've been there for losers. For me, it's Lamar's first time on the boat. It's seeing Harbaugh rah, rah, rah in the locker room. It's seeing Joe Flacco take that football with his teammates in Cleveland. He's been there 2 weeks and says, I'm just happy that you have me here, you know, and you guys have earned the right to play these games. Like, that's the passion. That's what I love about it as someone who chronicles it, but I don't get nervous anymore. You know what I mean? Like, not even, I get nervous a little bit for them, but not for me. I don't feel it in my stomach. I feel it more in my concentration level. Yeah. More my bear down on what pitch the pitcher's throwing, what play. This is, it's 3rd and 8, it's 4th and 5 with the game on the line. Who's lining up? I'm way more into the moment of what's happening than the emotion of it anymore. But I've been there. I mean, my wife has video of me slobbering after Peyton Manning came in here and beat the Ravens in 06. Like, I was blubbering after the game. So I've had those moments, but I'm much more calm now, Seth. So I'm like calm like the ocean, or calm like a lake, right? What they say?
You're not calm. Cool. I'm glad.
I'm Steelers fans that want to fire Mike Tomlin. What's wrong with you people?
It's been a rough year in Pittsburgh.
Go drink some IC Light and have some pierogies and get yins together for the holidays and you know, think of the good times. You know, toast Franco. You know what I mean? You won a lot of championships, dude. And at some point, I mean, look at the Orioles, and you know of my. You know, I got a long history with the Orioles here. It breaks my heart that the baseball teams this time of year, right? Shohei Ohtani, 700. There's have and have nots, and college football's turned into that. I think that's the one reason people still love football and hockey, and you know, like fair fights, right? Mm-hmm. Where everybody has the same amount of money, and I think that's what makes the Steelers and Ravens. 4 weeks out, mark my words. Tell John to take the week off. I want you on that week because I just have a feeling that. The Steelers will be able to damage the Ravens again in some way. I you know what I mean? And until further notice, I believe that.
You're looking at it from the outside. I've been watching this team all season. I think they're trending the wrong direction. They're not trending in a direction that's going to lead them to be competitive in that game. That's my prediction.
Man, Tomlin's had some stuff up there, right? With the wide receivers, just in general. From Antonio Brown, this kid's taking plays. It's a tough gig. That's all I'm going to say. I got an easy gig. Here's what you do. You come out for the Maryland Crab Cake Tour, and I hand you – you know, I've been giving people their choice. I'm like, do you want the smelly gingerbread O-snaps for $1? Do you want the unwrap, the Christmas cash top prize, $5,000? Or do you want the – why did the gingerbreads overwhelm the peppermints? I got to separate them. Peppermint payouts. We have these. We're going to be at Far and Daughter on Friday with Gina Shock of the Go-Go's. Also, some other great guests stop by. We have a mystery crab cake. I'm not going to give away my mystery crab cake until Friday, but I have a mystery crab cake on Friday. Monday, we're going to be at Wise Mark's. No mystery about their crab cake. They have their little crab cakes with the little shrimp thing and little stuff thing. But I'm going to go nuts on holiday shopping and Wise Rewards points and also the machines in the front that sell these things at Wise Markets. Because John Martin from the Maryland Lottery, our executive director of all things lottery and gaming, going to be joining us at Wise Markets at Honeygo on Monday, as well as Derek Frazier, a longtime professional wrestler locally, who's a Wise Markets manager. Who says we don't do things in the holidays? We're going to have eggnog over there. I might even get some apple cider and warm that up as well. I hope it's cold and awful outside because it's Christmas and that's the way it should be. We're also going to be at Fadley's on the 27th after Christmas. So happy holidays to everybody. Happy holidays to you, Seth. And, you know, I'll be watching the Steelers this week and next week. And Lord knows they start playing the games Thursday and they don't stop till Monday night during this time of year, right? Like, they're just going to play all day Saturday, all day Christmas Eve, all day Christmas Day. So I'm going to get the Steelers in and, good luck to the Steelers, I should say.
I appreciate it, and happy holidays to you as well.
As Mike Tomlin once said, you don't mean that. I am Nestor. We are WNSD, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. We never stop talking Baltimore. Positive. Stay with us.